So, we just devised a thing, right? We talked about there being a division between nostalgia world and
the real
world.
Yeah.
And how different people can trigger different things, and that everyone's nostalgia is triggered a different way. Ben, you want to talk about the exercise you came up with?
Yeah, so what I thought was a little bit effective was to play a game of kind of Duck Duck Goose, except when a person gets chosen, they share a moment of nostalgia. It's very spontaneous, and it helps a lot with trying to think of what is a little bit more, I guess, helps us choose what moments mean the most to us as they pop in our minds the first. And so I feel like that can really help us kind of narrow down our moments for choosing what we want to do in our actual piece and cultivate and nurture new ideas.
It definitely bypasses that cognate state of trying to think about what makes you nostalgic. But if you have the feeling already, and you're called on, it's there.
Yeah, the spontaneity.
That's really interesting. I like that.
So, yeah.
We also talked about the possibility of having each nostalgia moment or nostalgia story
have a person,
a character from that
nostalgia, and then having another, like, almost narrator for it.
And then we also talked about the possibility of having characters from one. So, like, there's a nostalgia moment that is, say, an interaction happening between a few people on the real world side that
they
triggering one of them
to
the nostalgia
moment
crosses
they go back.
The divide. Does a nostalgia thing, explains the nostalgia, crosses back
to real world, and then they end up going to another person who triggers their nostalgia.
Scene possibly ends or lights dim a bit. One character stays on stage, goes to a different thing to trigger a different scene, and the same thing happens.
Mm-hmm. Kind of reminds me of Pulp Fiction.
Oh, God, yeah, it does.
Well, you could use it as an inspiration, I guess.
Yeah.
It's just kind of the idea of, like, one story which ends up leading to the next one, which ends up leading to the next one.
Yeah, and then
and
they
that,
all kind of come together.
That
and
seems,
they all kind of die.
That seems like an extremely efficient way of connecting our stories in a connecting our moments in an almost story way, like a cognizant way, that allows the audience to not only see them as individual moments, but also grab the theme and grab the general story of it. Also, by keeping the smaller chunks, it makes it a lot easier for us to devise those pieces, and it makes it a lot more personal because we can each have maybe a moment of nostalgia. So, like, Riley had a kind of moment of nostalgia. You know, I could have a moment of nostalgia where, you know, like, I talked about objects. Annika, you talked about Alex talked about music. You talked other people's images. Audrey?
The, like, photo album type thing.
Yeah, you talked about the photo album. Ben, you talked about...
I had a poem.
Poem. Yeah.
But what was it then?
What triggers nostalgia for you?
Oh, a lot of stuff. Almost everything.
Well, what triggered your poem?
Just thinking about nostalgia and thinking about the past.
Just memories, then?
Just memories.
Memories. Memories is a good one.
And I don't know if we're still looking at the whole, like, revealing the purpose / theme towards the end.
Yeah, it'd be cool if we never said nostalgia.
Yeah.
Yeah, even though we all really like saying nostalgia.
No, and maybe we don't even say nostalgia, and then at the end in one of the scenes, someone says nostalgia, and the whole audience goes... and their minds are exploded because they just realized we did the best theater piece ever.
But it's not even, like, related to it. There's just a person at the end who just goes, nostalgia!
Or maybe we just don't even say it at all. It shouldn't be the title of the piece. We're not going to give any clues or hints or anything. I think that the title of the piece will come to us at the very end after we decide what is most important.
I think it's
a good idea to just, like, have a conversation with the audience at the end and just be like, what were your thoughts?
What would you title it?
Yeah, what would you title
it? Oh, that'd be so cool!
Can we just call it, like, To Be Determined?
Play title goes here. Play title goes here. Just pull something off of Dead Mouse's album. Album title goes here.
Yeah.
Coming soon to a
untitled
Sound Academy near you.
Those are such good ideas, though, guys. We moved so much forward today.
Yeah, especially because I felt like we kind of just got not into, like, this rut, but we just kind of, like, got to this point where we're like,
we weren't doing anything.
What do we do now?
We
have all of these crazy ideas. What do we do with them? And now I feel like we've been able to cross that barrier.
Yeah, so now that we've kind of decided, or we've kind of done some exercises in nostalgia, should we keep on doing stuff like this, or should we start to just kind of make sense of these ideas and kind of consolidate them?
I think each person should try to think of a scene that follows that kind of structure we came up. If everyone's okay with that, that structure, maybe even just trying to devise each person's inspiration for nostalgia within that structure, super quick, and just...
and we want to be able to make them longer moments, because I really liked Riley's, but we need to be able to, like, have more sustenance. It.
That's totally fine. And that
can
come,
expand upon this.
That can honestly come later as well. I mean, that's that may come.
If we have the initial ideas, we can expand upon them.
So, yeah. I think that's a cool idea. Is everyone okay with possibly trying devising those out? That also just gets us moving and gets us acting together.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think that's an important part that we need to kind of... Because I've worked with a few of you guys, but I haven't, like... We haven't worked together.
And I think it also corresponds with, like, experimentation, which I think was what we wanted to do for, like, one of our main methods of process.
Especially because it's just really hard if we plan things out, but then we never do them, and then we end up doing them, and we're like,
I think it's better if we just start experimenting and messing around with ideas rather than just doing nothing.
Yeah. All right. So we want to move on with that?
Yeah, sure.
Cool.